this script is one of the best scripts I've ever read.
I have been very, very blessed
to play the part of Joe, a man who has reached the pinnacle of success. He's in just about every area of his life, his family, his business, and suddenly experiences losing it all.
One, two, three. Patterson!
I'm playing Colleen. She is the mother and the wife of Joe, as all wives do. She's supportive of her husband. They lived a very blessed and privileged life.
Joe refers to Phoebe as his rock. Classic firstborn daughter. She's very calm and centered. Works for the family company.
Phoebe, will you quit playing that morbid song and come on already?
Jason is the center block of this family. He's very unassuming. The tangible things in life don't really matter to him much.
Whenever I have a little tweet, he tweets me.
I play Abby in this movie, and she is Joe's youngest child. Abby is a good girl, you could say, but she kind of has a smart mouth sometimes. She's not afraid to express herself.
I'm just like the son that just wants to be like him, but he can't. He tries to see it, but he can't really see it.
Back up and clean. Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
Aaron is he basically represents the character who completely loses faith and chooses anger as a tool.
Sorry, I just got your message. Oh,
sweetie, it's okay. Look, Jason has been injured.
As an actor, you want to be, to be pushed, to test the limits, and this character just test all the limits.
It's not suggestive of the story of Job. It is the story of Job.
When you think of the stories in any religion, they've survived for so long because there is a message that to be gained from it.
Khalid.
Bye.
Khalid.
Sometimes I think the message can be just get through it. Just get through it.
You got to walk through those troubled times, not stay in it.
We are not our circumstances. We are not our conditions. That's changing, that old ship.
Keep your faith in what you believe. And I think you can say that in a religious sense and not.
Job had his faith.
In your name, Father, I pray.
You don't have to be religious to know that there's something greater. And knowing that gives you strength to sustain whatever.
To Hell and Back. Premiere Saturday, April 4th at 8 on TV One.